For every day there is a season, a different season every day. I'm walking from home to car, preparing to go to work, when I notice that winter has arrived in the middle of spring. Yep, my short-sleeved shirt is hardly adequate for the 30-degree temperature that slams me. This day last year, it was 85 degrees and climbing. If I lived in Alaska, I'd pretty much know what to pack in the trunk, just in case. Coat, jacket, gloves, thermal something or others, huddled together. Living in Alabama, I wisely pack an extra short-sleeved shirt in case mine goes dripping and fragrant with sweat. That proverbial frog in a slowly heating pan of water had best wise up and invest in long-term AC warranties, body shirts, and flip-flops if he wants to extend his time on Terra Infirma. Despite what all these naysayers and anti-science advocates issue forth, science seems to be correct. Prepare ye for the shape-shifting world of the future. That is, if you choose to remain here alive and well. On the positive side, I do enjoy the surprises that each day brings me. Last night, we unloaded groceries under a dark gray sky with humid breezes and thirsty plants. All was dry. When I stepped outside 10 minutes later, rain had made the world soggy, as if it had been there all day. And on chilly mornings, I go to work with that chill imprinted on my mind. Indoors for 9 hours, thinking all the while that it's a cold day outside, I leave work and find that it has been hot and humid all along. I spent a cold day inside while everyone else soaked up heated UVs, go figure. Anyhow, I wrote these words down just to take sides with Mark Twain and Charles Dudley Warner, both of whom said, "Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it." There, I've done my talking. Now, to settle down with books by Warner and Twain and knock off the chill or cool down the heat wave for a few minutes, depending on what's happening outdoors.